now, Adventures in Odyssey.
So, that box in the corner there, that's what caused this all?
Yes, it's my technology, cobbled together from the portable imagination station unit I designed.
Was this part of the stuff you and Matthew and Eugene cleared out of your workroom?
I believe so.
So the person who made this would have to be tech-savvy.
Yes, and have some programming knowledge as well.
Would both of those involve a lot of math?
Oh, they would. Does that describe anyone you know?
It does. In fact, I think I might know exactly who's responsible for this, and a lot of the other strange things that have been going on around here lately.
Really? Who?
I don't want to say just yet. I need proof.
Well then, let's go get some.
Wait. If you don't mind, Mr. Whitaker, I'd like to do this on my own for now.
How about this? You do your investigation, and then we'll get together and share what we uncover.
Sounds good.
Just be prepared. You never know what you'll find.
That's another lesson I've learned from you. But like I said, I think I know exactly who's behind all of this.
What in the world? In my office, Maury!
Mr. Whitaker, something bad has happened. Something very bad.
Now, whoa. Just calm down.
Okay.
Now tell me what's going on.
I think my sister has been kidnapped.
Zuzu, kidnapped? Well, then we should call the police.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because of who did the kidnapping.
Who?
Emily Jones. I think Emily kidnapped Zuzu.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Why do you think Emily kidnapped Zuzu?
Because Emily recorded it on her phone. This phone. See?
It certainly looks like her phone. But why would she record herself kidnapping Zuzu on it?
Because she always records her cases.
Emily had a case against Zuzu?
No.
Well, then who?
Me. Emily was investigating me. She's been going around the past few days asking a bunch of people all sorts of questions about some things that have happened since I moved to town.
Ah, I see.
Then when school let out today, I needed to stay after to work on a computer project. But through the window of the computer lab, I saw Zuzu and Emily talking outside. They both seemed upset. Emily grabbed Zuzu, but Zuzu broke free and rode away on her bike. Then Emily ran and got on her bike and followed Zuzu. I cleaned up my project, got my bike, and rode to our house. When I got there, both girls' bikes were outside. I went into Suzu's room. It was a mess. And I found Emily's phone on the floor.
Which brings us back to my original question. Why would Emily want to kidnap Zuzu?
Because I think Emily was getting too close to the truth.
The truth? About what?
I can't... It's complicated.
Maury, I can't help you if you don't tell me everything. The truth about what?
It's all on Emily's phone. Here.
Interesting. It's not password protected.
Recording 1. Thursday, 1:20 p.m. The Jones and Parker...
No, strike that. Just the Jones Detective Agency. Case file, the case of the Rydell revelations. It's time to reveal the truth about Maury Rydell once and for all. I've been trying to remember all the different things that Maury's been involved in. I don't want to implicate him just yet. First, I need information from other people who were also around then. And who better to get information from than a newspaper reporter? Zoe! Hey, Zoe!
Oh, hi, Madam President.
Zoe, I have a question for you. We first met Maury Rydell around the time of the student elections, right?
Yeah, after you became Matthew's campaign manager, Maury became Olivia's. Though he didn't want to.
He didn't?
Not at first, but then Olivia talked him into it. He was really good at it. He even gave me some ideas on what I should write about.
Like what?
Maury told me that people like drama and conflict, and candidates that stir up controversy.
I wondered why your articles got so saucy.
Okay, to be fair, that only happened after Matthew and Olivia started in on each other.
Yeah, they were pretty friendly at first, but then things changed.
Well, you kind of changed them.
Me? What did I do?
You had Matthew talk to Olivia's voters in the drama club.
Oh, right. Well, that's because he had some good ideas for them.
Sure, but then Olivia talked to Matthew's voters in the computer club.
Oh my goodness! Yes! I remember! The note!
Note?
Someone left a note in my locker about that. I wonder if I still have it.
Your locker?
No, the note. Thanks, Zoe.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, case log. If I kept the note, it'll be in my files at home. And there's another bit of handwriting I need to look at as well. Ha! The Rito Revelations recording 2. Thursday, 8:32 p.m. Turns out I kept the note in my file on the student body elections. Thank goodness I'm organized. Matthew needs to be at the computer lab after school. It's handwritten, too. Of course, I don't have any proof that Maury actually wrote this. I need to compare it to a sample of his actual handwriting. But where am I going to get that? It's not like I can walk up to him and ask him to write something for me. I need to sleep on it, case log. Maybe I'll think of something in the morning. Friday, 2:33 a.m. I think I know why the handwriting on the note looks so familiar, case log. Oh, yes! Here it is. The Secret of the Writer's Ruse. There was a handwritten inscription in the cover of the fake Mary Malloway novel. Here. My darling magpie. Ooh, good! Now, where's the note? It's not a spot-on match, case log. But it's very close. And Maury set up the whole fake Writer's Ruse case. This doesn't prove anything, though. I really need a sample of his handwriting. But how?
Do you believe me now, Mr. Whittaker?
Is that everything Emily recorded?
Well, no, there's more.
If you really want me to believe you, Maury, I need to hear everything.
Fine.
Friday, 7:02 a.m. I'm staking out the Rydell house. Since it's on my way to school. Maybe if I'm lucky, Maury will throw out some trash with his handwriting on it or something.
Maury, we need to get going.
Okay, sis, I'm coming.
Oh, wait, children.
Now, who is that?
You forgot your lunches.
The marvelous Mrs. Mado, always looking out for us.
Tomorigato, Mado-san. Be careful. Watch for cars! Obey all the rules!
I think a few questions for this Mrs. Mado are in order. Excuse me? Hello? Excuse me?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Emily. I'm a friend of Maury and Suzu's.
I'm afraid you just missed them, but if you hurry...
Oh, no, that's okay. Actually, I wanted to talk to you.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here quite a few times, but I've never seen you before.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I'm just surprised. Are you related to Maury and Suzu?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Related?
Oh, yeah. You know, are you like their aunt or their mother?
No, nothing like that. I am their Uba.
Uba?
What is the word?
Nanny!
Nanny! Yes, that is it. I take care of them.
Oh, where are their parents? Their mother and father?
Their father is in Japan. He works in U.S. Embassy there.
Oh, and their mother?
She is not here.
Well, I know she's not here. Where is she? Also in Japan?
No, not in Japan. Daido.
Daido?
Not here anymore.
Not here? Oh, you mean not alive? She's dead?
Yes, Daido.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yes, very sad. If you would excuse me.
Wait, I have a few more questions for you.
Forgive me, but I have much work to do. We talk more some other time. Please, excuse.
Wait! Oh, so much for that. So both parents aren't here, Case Log. Interesting. I need more information. On to school. Friday, 11:55 a.m., lunchtime. In English class this morning, it hit me. Since I can't ask Maury to write something for me, maybe I can find something that he already wrote for someone else. Like the candidate he managed for student body president. Hi, Olivia.
Oh, hi, Emily.
Listen, I need to ask you a question, and it may sound kind of weird.
This should be good. What is it?
It has to do with the student body election. When you were running for president, did Maury Rydell ever write any notes to you? By hand, I mean.
You're right. That's a pretty weird question.
Well, I got this note in my locker during the campaign, and I never found out who wrote it or how they put it in my locker.
Okay, let's see here. Matthew needs to be at the computer lab after school.
Yeah, it was the day you talked to the computer club, and the two of you got into an argument.
Well, only because he talked to the drama club.
Oh, right. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't really want to rehash the race. I was just wondering about the handwriting.
Well, the answer is no. Any notes I got from Maury were printed.
So you've never seen his handwriting? Even on a class assignment?
Not that I recall. And I think I would remember something like this. It's pretty neat penmanship for a guy.
Maybe.
Well, besides, Maury was my campaign manager, so why would he be writing notes to you? Especially about where Matthew should be.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Zoe said he gave her ideas on what to write about in the election. Drama and conflict.
There was certainly plenty of that. Are you investigating Maury?
I'm just asking questions right now. A lot of strange things have happened since he moved to town.
Yeah, like the drama club fundraiser.
Huh, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
Oh, well, when I became president of the club, I promised that we would go to the state drama festival. Only problem was, we didn't have the money. Then, like, out of the blue, I got a call from this guy named Jordan Windward who represented the Student Project Fund.
What's that?
He said it was an organization that assists school clubs in raising money for special activities.
How convenient.
That's what I thought, too, at first. But then he explained how it worked. We needed to raise half of the money to register for the festival. Once we did that, we'd text him a copy of the registration form, and the Student Project Fund would pay for the rest.
So you didn't send him any money?
Nope, not a dime. That's what convinced me. We didn't have anything to lose. So we worked really hard, and we raised our half of the money, registered for the festival just under the deadline, and texted the guy the registration form.
And what happened?
Nothing. We never heard from him again. He disappeared completely.
So you didn't go to the festival?
No, we did. We didn't have time to raise the rest of the money before the deadline, so I paid for it out of my college fund.
Really? Why?
I made a promise.
That was nice of you.
Thanks.
But how was Maury involved in all this? Did he think you should take the guy's offer?
No, he didn't. He was against it. But when we made the decision to do it anyway, well, Maury worked just as hard as everyone else did to raise our half of the money. Maybe even harder.
Then how was his involvement strange?
Oh, I didn't say his involvement was strange. I just said the whole situation was strange. Like I was being...
manipulated?
Yeah.
Who else was involved?
The whole drama club. But the main people were me and Maury and, let's see, Zoe and Suzu.
Well, thanks, Olivia.
Yeah? Hey, have you talked to Matthew about this?
No.
Don't you think you should?
Well, yeah, but we aren't partners anymore, and he doesn't want to be a detective, and I don't want him to think that I'm trying to maneuver him into being one again.
He doesn't have to be a detective to answer questions, does he?
I guess not. Thanks, Olivia. Friday, 2:35 p.m., study hall. Talking with Mr. Matthew Parker, former partner.
You don't have to be so formal.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I can tell you right off the bat, that note isn't Maury's handwriting.
It isn't?
Nope. I have math class with him, and I've seen how he writes. It's barely legible.
Oh, rats. That guy's more slippery than a greased eel.
So, let me understand. You think that in addition to the writer's ruse mystery he set up, Mori was involved with the student body election and the drama club fundraiser too?
Yes, and let's not forget about the open lockers incident.
Well, that was Dion.
Are we sure?
Yeah, Suzu proved it, and Dion admitted it.
But there are still a lot of unanswered questions about it. And Mori was hanging around the whole time. And there was one more incident that happened to me a few days ago that I also think involved Mori.
What was it?
An imagination station adventure. Well, sort of. I wasn't actually in the imagination station at the time. I was standing at the sink in the kitchen at Wit's End.
Whoa. What was the adventure about?
Well, you, actually.
Me?
Yeah, and your whole family. You all disappeared, and I thought you'd been kidnapped. So Mori and Suzu and I went looking for all of you and found a bunch of clues that didn't make sense. And then it seemed like you set it all up, the way Mori did with the writer's ruse. But even when I figured that out, it still didn't stop the program. Then, when I finally did figure out how to stop it, I was standing at the kitchen sink.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mr. Whitaker found a box next to the sink that had old imagination station technology in it, and he thinks that's how I got into the adventure.
But what makes you think Mori had anything to do with it?
He accidentally, on purpose, spilled a dish of ice cream on me, so I'd have to go into the kitchen to clean up.
That's pretty thin, Em. I mean, how did he know you would go to the kitchen instead of the bathroom?
Fair point.
And what makes you think he has the knowledge and ability to even make a portable imagination box?
I know this is gonna sound strange, but in the adventure I had, Mori was great at math. He could do big equations in his head in seconds.
Well, so can the real Mori.
What?
I told you, we have math together. He does that all the time in class.
Mr. Whitaker said that making and programming a portable imagination box would involve a lot of math.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who are good in math around here.
Not ones who have been involved with us.
Besides, you haven't brought up the biggest thing that has happened to us.
Yeah, the escape room.
And Mori didn't have anything to do with that.
Are we sure? I mean, what about that mysterious voice who was talking to us?
You think that was Mori?
Well, it could have been.
Again, pretty thin. For all we know, Mori wasn't anywhere near the escape room.
Yeah. But we know Suzu was.
So?
So, you said yourself that she was involved in the locker incident, and she was also involved with the drama club fundraiser.
But not the election or the writer's ruse.
Still, she's worth talking to. Mori's probably manipulating her, too. Well, thanks, Matthew.
Hey, Em.
Yeah?
How'd you solve it?
What?
The imagination adventure at the kitchen sink. You said you finally figured out how to stop it, but you didn't say how.
Oh, well, like I said, it seemed like you set it all up, and to stop it, I had to realize that the whole reason you did it was to help me, cope.
Cope? With what?
With you. Not being my partner anymore.
Oh. Did it work?
Actually, yeah, it did. Hey, you didn't build and program that imagination box, did you?
No.
Sorry, you're one of the people around here who is good at math and mechanics, so I had to ask.
I understand. And I want you to know that even though I don't want to be a detective and we're not partners anymore, I'll still be there to help you any way I can. And I'll always be your friend.
I know. Well, thanks again.
Anytime.
You know, Case Log, it really is too bad Matthew doesn't want to be a detective anymore, because he's really good at it. Meanwhile, back to the case. I'm getting close. I can feel it. I think I have all the pieces, they just aren't fitting together. So let's see if someone can help with the fitting. I need to talk to Suzu Rydell. Friday, 3:50 p.m., the bike racks at school. Suzu's looking at her phone. I need to talk with her before she takes off. Suzu!
What?
Oh, it's you.
I need to ask you some questions.
I'm sorry. I cannot talk to you right now. I must leave.
But it won't take long. It's about your brother.
Mori? Oh, what about him?
He's been involved in some strange stuff. Is he bullying you to help him?
What?
Suzu, you don't have to be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I have to go. Please.
I know he's smarter than he lets on. And I also know he's been manipulating things, like the school elections and the drama club fundraiser.
Drama club?
And he's responsible for the locker incident, too. The one you solved. He was, wasn't he?
No.
Yes, it's all right, Suzu. I know he's your brother, and I know you want to protect him, but this has to stop. I'm close to bringing him down, but I need your help.
Emily!
Look, I talked to Mrs. Mado.
Mrs. Mado? When?
This morning, after you and Mori left for school.
Oh, no, you should not be talking to her.
But I did. She told me about your parents, and I'm really sorry about your mom. But that's no excuse for Mori to do the things he's been doing.
You do not understand. You do not know what you are talking about.
I know enough. I know that in addition to everything else, he was responsible for what happened in the escape room.
Escape room?
He was the mysterious voice that kept talking to us. I know it. He somehow manipulated the room and the basement to trap us in there. Come on, Suzu. Mori was responsible for the whole thing, wasn't he?
It's difficult to explain.
He made me and Matthew think we were gonna die in that escape room. It's not that difficult to explain.
You and Matthew were never in any real danger. We would never have let anything happen to you.
We? Who is we? He's making you work with him, isn't he?
I do not have time for this right now. I'm sorry. I have to go home.
Suzu, wait!
Let go of my backpack!
Not until you answer my questions.
My things.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you.
My notebook.
Here, I... Handwriting. Your handwriting.
Give me that. Goodbye, Emily.
Suzu, wait! Friday, 4:02 p.m., Wright Owl House. Looks empty, and the front door was partially left open. Hello? Suzu? Oh, come on. I know you're here. Your bike's outside.
Go away, Emily!
I can't do that. I saw the handwriting in your notebook. It was the only thing written in English. Property of Suzu Rydell. It's a perfect match for the note I found in my locker during the school elections and in the bogus Mary Malloway book. If your brother is making you work with him, you can tell me.
Oh, no.
Suzu, are you all right? Oh, is this your room? It's totally trashed.
You should not be here.
What is going on?
Go away, Emily.
No, not until I get some answers. Not until I get the truth.
That's it. That's the last recording. What do you think, Mr. Whitaker?
Interesting.
I just played a recording of Emily kidnapping my sister, and all you can say is interesting? Why aren't you more concerned?
Because, Mori, I think Emily was right.
Right about what?
I think you're trying to game me, just like you've been gaming most everyone in Odyssey since you moved here.
A lot of strange things have been going on in Odyssey, and most of it seems to be connected to Mori and his schemes. We'll see more of what's really going on in our next adventure. But until then, it's important to remember that there is one person who is never fooled by schemes, no matter how clever: God. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." We can be sure that no matter how confusing things become, God is always in control. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Rydell Revelations, Part 1, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound designed by Luke Gonneau, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Christina Pacelli, Kelly Stables, Andre Stoika, Justin Fellbinger, Natalie Lander, Ren Hanami, April Hong, and Atticus Schaefer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.